The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattullo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Get this morning started.
You don't care for me. I don't care about that. You got a new fool. I'd like to laugh at. I am the only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Al, you got a new fool. I love that. Great. A new fool. Yeah, that's a great. Jimi Hendrix right there from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks to Father Paul. I mean, how great was that? That was so inspirational.
He's funny. I had no idea he was so funny.
He is so sarcastic and funny, yet he has God. And what I'm telling you, he goes and he preaches Christianity and guides people spiritually in the Middle East, in Syria, and in Beirut. And Hezbollah comes, knocks on his door, walks in. They have to check out everything. They make him go to the mosque. You know, it's very hard to do anything that pertains to Christianity over there. They're trying to wipe it out. And then they looked at a picture of St. Anthony that he had. And then Hezbollah goes, "Who is that?" Paul says, "That's my cousin Tony."
That's hysterical.
That's great. He just dresses like that. And with the hair, with the bald thing on the top, and with the thing around his head, he just dresses like that. He's a cuckoo kind of guy. You got to love that. And to have 6 hours of electricity every day, only 6 hours. And he operates within those 6 hours.
It makes you appreciate how lucky we have it in this country.
Yeah, it really does. I said he should write a book. As I walked him to the elevator just now, I said, "Father Paul, you got to be careful." He goes, No. He helps the Syrians. He helps the Lebanese. He helps Hezbollah. He helps Hamas in the true way of a priest. He helps everybody. He goes, "So they're not going to kill me." I said, "Oh, I make the sign of the cross, and I certainly hope not." There's a great guy, Father Paul Bilecki, right there. A lot to get into. We're talking about Donald Trump and that rock concert last night in Orlando. Man, I've never seen anything like it as the president kicked off his campaign for 2020. And before we go to our friend Regina Ajia, I want to ask Frankie, there's breaking news about an Iraq rocket attack. Frankie, what's up with that?
So this just breaking this morning. At least 3 people are injured after a rocket struck a compound housing the residential and operations headquarters of ExxonMobil and other major oil companies near the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Now, oil company officials are saying that this morning's attack did not affect operations at the plant near the Persian Gulf. And this, of course, comes just as American ExxonMobil staffers have started returning to Iraq after evacuating last month. They were pulled out after hundreds of diplomatic staff evacuated from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad because of unspecified threats from Iran.
More problems in Iraq, Frankie Fabros. Mm-hmm. Your favorite subject, huh?
Exactly.
We're going to send 1,000 people. Where's that 1,000 people to the Middle East?
We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting time in the Middle East for the foreseeable future.
And we'll get into it. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, but we want to chat with Regina Ajia right now. She's the president of the Garden State Initiative, a New Jersey-based think tank. A great gal, classy gal, that's very, very bright and totally on top of all the politics all throughout the country. Regina, welcome back to the show. Always great to hear your voice. How you doing this morning?
Fine, Joe. Thanks for having me. But you've had some, really serious conversations the last 30-40 minutes about the Middle East and now this latest news. So hopefully everybody gets out of there safely.
You know, the persecution of Christianity. Who would have thought in the 21st century, Regina, and it's going on terribly. And some of these towns, and again, we're going to talk local politics, but some of these places around the world, They were beautiful. 20, 30 years ago, beautiful, like Paris-like cities. And now they've just been taken over. Christianity is put aside. And we forget sometimes, Regina, how lucky we are in the United States.
Completely lucky. I mean, that's real danger. The stuff we got going on here is, you know, small time compared to that, but important for New Jersey.
It's so true. Regina, exactly where are we with respect to the New Jersey budget process right now?
Well, you know, there's a very typical dance that goes on the last 2 weeks of June, which we're in the midst of, but it's a little different this year in that the governor has, you know, made certain proposals, and the legislature, actually both the House and the Senate, have introduced, and they'll probably pass on Thursday, their own budget. And the significant, you know, arguing points are really about increasing taxes, which the governor is a proponent of, versus thinking about really how affordable is New Jersey, which the legislature is really thinking about.
Yeah, affordable. New Jersey is not affordable at all anymore, right? It's unbelievable. And when did they have to pass the budget by?
By the first of the month, by July 1.
Yeah, and the key sticking points are coming from, and correct me if I'm wrong, Regina, Democrats going up against Governor Murphy on this millionaire's tax, yes?
Well, that's why I'm saying it's, you know, different this year, and that's very revealing in terms of the disputes are all intra-party. And I think the really experienced mature leaders who are in the legislature are understand what's really needed for New Jersey and what's really popular versus I think the administration has a set of talking points and campaign promises that they're not letting go of in spite of loss of, you know, individuals, residents who are leaving the state because of the unaffordability, companies that are taking their jobs places,
yep,
and companies that,
yep,
are taking their headquarters, you know, other states.
You know, so Regina, I got to ask you, politics-wise, people keep voting in these progressive socialists is what I call them. That's me talking. And Governor Murphy's a great guy. I'm not saying anything against him as a person. He's a really, really nice guy. But you have these progressives getting voted in. New York's got the same problem with Governor Cuomo, who I know Andrew many, many years. But they and what de Blasio is, the mayor de Blasio has done, it's all progressive. How do you awaken? And that's why you got to give, and I know you were the chief of staff for Governor Christie, how he went in and took back the state as a Republican was monumental and epic and historic. I don't know that that could happen again. I mean, because there are 3 million. We're talking with Al, my buddy, always tells us there's like 3 million people that don't even register to vote. How do you awaken that sleeping giant, Regina, so we could stop with this progressive socialism that is taking over states like New York, New Jersey, and California?
Yeah, well, I actually do think there's a window of opportunity here, and it's really for two reasons. One is that because this fight's really, you know, about the assembly is up for re-election this fall. And what you can see is that their anxiety of raising taxes is much more reflective of what's going on in the general population. So their behavior, I think, really is very telltale about what really is or isn't popular in New Jersey. But also, there's an annual survey done by Monmouth University on the quality of life in New Jersey, and it came out a few months ago. But for the first time, you can see there's an undercurrent of very strong dissatisfaction. It's the highest rate of dissatisfaction in the survey's history. So you know it's underlying there, and to your point, it just needs to be awakened. And I think that we're going to see some of that probably in the fall, and you'll see some building on it because there's just too much of an undercurrent. Too many people at baseball games and at the restaurants, yep, all talking about this problem.
That's exactly right. Great point, Regina. That is the backbone and the foundation of the United States. All those community things that I do, I talk about it every morning. You go and you see whether my buddy, Frank Bisignano builds this beautiful playground, over there in the Watchung area. And I'm there to celebrate. That moves the communities along. We're not allowed to do that stuff anymore. It's like getting more and more difficult. You know what I love about you too, Regina, is that you keep it very classy. You always take the high road. So, but I got to ask you, and I know you don't want to say one thing negative about anybody. That's the way I am. But who goes in on the Republican side in 2 years? Who goes after Governor Murphy? First of all, does Steve Sweeney, the president of the Senate, does he go after and primary the governor? Or does John Bramnick, my close friend, who we love on this show, John Bramnick's a great guy, he goes in. What happens? Is anybody else going in on the Republican side? Is there any hope for the future of our beautiful state, Regina?
Well, I love John as well. You know, he's been a great supporter
and ally for me.
Yeah, yep. It really is. Yep. I love working with him, and I still, you know, enjoy working with him. But what's interesting, you know, earlier in your show, you were talking about alliances, and you were talking about the president.
Yep.
But in this case, I mean, what the governor has put himself in the position of, he has no support in the storm. Right, there's really no strong alliance in the legislature and in his own party. He had to have a press conference yesterday with outside advocates. So that tells you that he's going to get it. He's a multi-front war. And so whether it's primarying, as you're talking about, or strong Republican comes forth, I think he's going to have a very difficult road to reelection. And on the Republican side, I do think there'll be some choices. I think we have to wait for them, you know, to get past this fall election. Then we'll really see the candidates come forward.
All right. Regina Agia right there. She is the head of Garden State Initiative. Where can people go to learn more about Garden State Initiative, Regina?
Our website is gardenstateinitiative.org. So we can find us on the web, and I'm very reachable, you know, through the website at any time. And, of course, Joe, you always know how to reach me.
That's it, Regina. Keep the fight. We do appreciate it very much, Regina. And please come back soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, indeed. Regina Agia. This is one of the great gals in politics, and whatever side you're on. She's always trying to do the right thing for Jersey as head of the Garden State Initiative, a New Jersey-based think tank. I don't know why, and I know we'll go to New York, and I don't know how. And of all people, Frankie, so funny. You're the political expert.
Well,
you're the guru that we always turn to.
We
appreciate and respect it at your young age. But it's Al that comes up with something. Of all people, Al, who's wearing I'm into fitness taco in my mouth, is
my son.
The shirt. He's the guy I go through. But I'm telling you, I think if you went out, and I tell you this, in Jersey, and this has to do with the rest, after watching the rock star effect of President Trump, you go out and you do a President Trump rally in Jersey, man, and you get that might just wake up those 3 million voters that aren't even registered.
No, 3 million people who registered who didn't go out.
They don't even
bother
to vote.
They don't bother to vote.
Maybe
that's the thing.
But and we don't know which way they lean. Are they registered? Are they registered?
I don't think they listed where they were, Democrat or Republican.
No, they probably mirror the overall electorate. You know, probably kind of a center left.
But most of
electorate.
Them are independent. Most voters in New Jersey are not, quote unquote, not affiliated with any party, which is an independent. They all vote Democratic. Blindly, they vote Democratic.
Yeah, but it's funny how all of these initiatives that the governor wants to do in the state, a lot of people are being vocal about it and rejecting it. Well, you voted for this guy. You knew exactly what he was. The fact that a third of the state cannot name who the governor of New Jersey is hysterical.
What's his name again?
Who? He's coming at you. Didn't you know that? He does all those stupid videos.
Hey, he's a nice guy. Forgive me.
Governor Phil Murphy coming at you. Important piece of advice, the biggest caution to give you is please, if you can, stay in. Yeah. This is a good moment to get off the roads, stay in your homes.
Yeah. Was that election
keep in
day?
Touch.
That's apparently. But this is my point. He's enacting all of these things that people don't want. The guy is going to be voted out. He's going to be a one-term governor. Yeah. His own party does not want to play with him here.
But due respect to him as being the nice guy that he is, and not personally, Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo, Phil Murphy, they're going on this national progressive agenda. They go on, has nothing to do with local politics at all. And what did Tip O'Neill say, Frankie Vibeau?
All politics is local.
And he was right. And Tip O'Neill was right. So you can't do that broad stroke of progressive socialism in New York. It's killing us. But what kills me is, like, to your point, they keep voting these people in.
But out of all the people that you've named there, Gavin Newsom, Cuomo, de Blasio, Murphy, the only one who has actually done some things in his time in office is Governor Cuomo. He's actually done some things to help people in New York State. Not
like
everything that he's done.
I'm
just saying I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking about before this. He has done some things to help out people in New York. The rest of them have done nothing. Gavin Newsom, everything is reactionary to what's going on. Murphy has done nothing. He wants to give free college education to everybody. He wants to have, undocumented this and that and whatever. It's nonsense. You can't give everything away. What about the people, the legitimate people who want to come into this country, who are waiting to get in to follow and following the procedure properly? Those people are being penalized as opposed to the people who are already here illegally. Get them out. Follow the process to get in.
All right, big gals. 19 after 8. Joe Borelli went after AOC in a big way. Councilman Joe Borelli doing a great job. He's a young man with a very smart political take on everything. Minority whip of the New York City Council, Joe is. And he went after AOC after she actually compared what's going on the southern border of the United States to the Holocaust, to the concentration camps. I mean, how she gets away with it? Where's Chuck Schumer? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Maxine Waters? Where's Adam Schiff? Where's Jerry Nadler? Where's people who are true to their heritage that shut this crazy talk down? It takes an Italian kid from Staten Island to go up against her. We'll be talking to Joe Borelli momentarily. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio and Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay, Joe, and I'm taking a look at the LIRR for you. LIRR Ronkonkoma branch, a 30-minute delay because of some earlier signal problems. We're still seeing a lot of volume this morning as you take a ride to the LIE eastbound at Casino Boulevard. An accident, LIE west slowing down through Casino Boulevard, then heavy getting out toward the BQE with that ongoing road work heading through that area, getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Cross Bronx West, still heavy traffic. Westchester Ave getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Deegan South, heavy traffic as you head from the area of Cortland Park all the way down to the Cross Bronx. Inbound GWV about 10 minutes into the lower. Lincoln Tunnel, looks like you're still waiting 25 to 30. Holland about 25 minutes in. Traffic is still pretty busy on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike heading up toward exit 13. And a lot of volume on the Garden State Parkway North heading up toward 135 as well. Southbound Thruway, stop and go down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Some rain likely today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a presidential candidate who sees your front-running status kind of evaporating? It's like sand through his fingers. And he literally said, when I'm president, we'll cure cancer.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies lied to you. They passed congestion pricing after promising no new taxes. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Tell her to repeal congestion pricing now. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar. Or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck!
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary School, Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Hey, Joe on the radio, 824 on AM 970. The Answer, I'm going to give you 5 minutes till 8:30. Till 8:30, you got, if you call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. That's right. And you don't have to deal with dummies. Don't you hate that when you go to a car dealership, you deal with dummies? You got to go back and forth. There's pressure, right? Hidden fees. None of that at Route 22 Toyota. Now, look, I'm giving you an extra minute. It's 8:24. Mr. Generosity. How are you, Mr. Generosity? Nice to know you. I'll give you to 8:30. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, which is vital to the safety of your vehicle. Oil change free. Filter for free from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Check out, please, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change. You get a free filter for Mr. Generosity. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, and you get from Alex Kinsella, the general manager there at Route 22 Toyota, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Yeah. Danny Aiello, this is it. Let's hear Danny singing, man. Great voice. Here we go.
Some people say that I don't play. They say I got a temper when I'm in that way. But I don't know who that person is that acts like a fool.
This is good, man. This is Danny.
That's somebody else, Lord, I swear.
That's a great Danny Aiello. That's my buddy right there. Great guy. Sweetheart of a guy. I remember I booked Danny.
But tough. Sweet but tough.
Would you ever mess with him a million years?
I just read Robert Klein's book, and he talks about performing in a comedy club where Danny Aiello was the bouncer.
The improvisation where I started it out. Thank you very much.
Was Danny a bouncer when you were there?
No, he was doing Gemini. He went right to Broadway. And all we would hear about is the bouncer from the improvisation, a gentleman by the name of Danny Aiello, was on Broadway. I go, wow, this is great. And so what did he say?
Well,
Klein was before us as well.
He would say that he had such a presence about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody would dare act out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was a union guy.
Yeah,
he was,
right. Labor leader, actually.
Yes, and then he went on to become this Academy Award nominated actor.
Do the Right Thing. Great picture.
Great.
He's great in everything, though.
And he's a sweetheart of a guy. We love you. We love you, Danny. 8:27 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Borelli is the councilman. And here's a kid who's got a bright, bright political future. Minority Whip of the New York City Council. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this morning?
My God, my beard is gray, my hair is gray, and yet you're calling me a kid. I like that.
You kids.
I wish I could always stay in my youthful vigor.
Youthful. Were you just leaving one of your kids off at school? Is that what you're just doing just now?
No. We have a transfer of power from me to the babysitter, my dear mother and father.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Transfer of power. That's great. I love it. It is kind
it's
of
like
a thing.
The nuclear football, you know, from the president when he gets the nuclear code.
Yes.
Here's the dirty diaper, Mom. Congratulations, yeah. Grandma.
Oh, that's great. And the best to your parents as well, Joey. Hey, Joe, so tell us, you took on AOC. Thank you for that, first of all. And first of all, explain what she said, what you did, and help me out, Joe Borelli. Where's Chuck Schumer on all of this, sir?
Well, first of all, you know, recently this morning, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, Yad Vashem, you know, the authority on preserving the legacy of the Holocaust, they directly tweeted at her and just corrected her and just put her in her place. You know, what she said is so appalling. And the fact that she meant what she meant to compare it to the Nazi concentration camp.
Yep.
She used the hashtag never again. That's a clear sign of what she meant. She's compared what the Trump administration has done to the Nazis before and to concentration camps before. And now she's trying to deny it because in her small, feeble brain, even she can admit or she understands that this was an epic blunder. The extermination of 6 million Jews, Gypsies, gays, Catholics, people, is not the same as detaining people who are committing a crime by crossing our borders. And to boot, these concentration camps, as she described them, are on military bases, and they were first used by, in modern times, by Barack Obama. Not Donald Trump.
Yes.
Barack Obama. And yet there was no outrage.
You know, and then Liz Cheney, congresswoman, goes after from Wyoming, goes after her, and then she seemed to double down. Did she issue an apology at all, Joe? Do we know?
Oh, no. This is someone who is self-righteous and believes she is, just infallible. And she is infallible in her ignorance in this case. And, you know, I just wish AOC had a real – it's a heavily Democratic district. I wish she had a real challenger on the Democratic Party. You know, even someone like Joe Crowley. You know, when Joe Crowley was there, he was this Democratic, bête noir. I mean, he was a powerful Democrat. But in hindsight, you think, wow, what a rational man.
Yes.
What an actual serious person they had representing them in the Bronx and Queens. And now we have this this bright bulb.
And you know what I heard on the inside, Joe? And I know you've been instrumental and one of the leaders in getting the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund fully funded, and thank you for that, along with Congressman King and Lee Zeldin, mm-hmm. Congressman Zeldin, and the former Congressman Dan Donovan. We appreciate that. But when there was – when John Stewart – although I don't think he was there. Was it last week, Frank? I think it was last week that everybody went and they made tribute at the Ground Zero, you know, and they started talking about the 9/11 Victims Compensation. And correct me if I'm wrong. I saw Jerry Nadler there and went, wow, well, this is great. Nadler's not going after the president or asking for anything of his financial records, that he's saying something that has to do with his district in lower Manhattan. And then I see who? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez speaking at Ground Zero. I said, well, this is good. I heard she showed up last minute, came late, misspoke just in a couple of minutes. But that's the soundbite that made all the news.
What I'm talking about, look, you know, a lot of Democrats that I have criticized a lot over the years were heavily involved in this issue. You mentioned Jerry Nadler. Of course, Carolyn Maloney wouldn't take off an FDNY jacket that was given to her. I mean, she wore it to the Met Gala. And, you know, it might be a silly little thing, but she really, you know, personified a lot of the anger and frustration.
To his credit, Max Rose,
the congressman from New York 11, was sitting two seats down from John Stewart. You know, I'm never going to criticize people for advocating for the right issues. And for these people who are still affected, still suffering, and still need compensation, kudos to Democrats who stuck their neck out and stood up for them. And shame on people like Mitch McConnell, who say, you know, incredibly stupid things like John Stewart is bent out of shape. And John Stewart is right to be bent out of shape.
Now, I didn't hear. McConnell said that about John Stewart?
Yeah, he said, set him down, we'll do something, don't get all bent out of shape.
Whoa.
You know, that's just not the right answer, considering Congress hasn't acted on this many times before, and many times the blame fell in his lap, Joe.
Yeah, that's totally inexcusable. Joe Borelli with us, 8:32 with Piscopo in the morning, and we appreciate all you're doing. Joe, you've been pretty tough on the school's chancellor as well. What's happening with him?
Well, he's been pretty tough on parents, you know, essentially calling them racist if they have the gall and audacity to want the best school for their children. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You know, the DOE's position has not changed on this elite high school stuff. They believe that there are not enough Black and Hispanic students. I think that's objectively fair to say. And this has always been, for the last 4 or 5 years, the department's position to change the test, right? It has only become this divisive, racist name-shouting issue since Chancellor Richard Carranza came. People have disagreed, and they were without being disagreeable, as the old adage says. But this is a man who, when questioned, doesn't hesitate to call you a racist. To give you a comparison, Joe, right? The DOE Chancellor, Carranza, he made some shady hiring. Right? There's some evidence that he might have hired his pals without going through the process. He's the chancellor of the biggest school district in the country. There's a press corps, 100 people deep, that are looking at him. There's going to be a little heat from this.
Yeah.
You know, just sit there and take it. Don't call everyone a racist because we have the gall to question you. You're the school chancellor. Get used to the pressure.
Yeah. Hey, you should. The mayor, I know there was a press conference at City Hall yesterday before we let you go, Joe, and Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy said the mayor should resign. And then I'm thinking, you know what? He's out there campaigning for president. Maybe he should resign. And those who run for outside offices, outside of the office that they already hold, should step away. Do you agree with that, Joe?
Yeah, I was standing there right there next to Nick Langworthy when he said it. you know, we don't have a mayor who's managing a city. We have a city that's managing without a mayor. And this is the case even before de Blasio has been running for office. The New York Times reported that he shows up for work 10 days a month. He's a two-week-a-month mayor. I mean, this is a great job. I'd run for mayor if it was a two-week-a-month job. You know, but beyond the absence of his leadership and physically absent from the city, look at the polls. And what do the polls tell us about us? Nobody around the country is looking at what Bill de Blasio is doing in New York City and saying, I want that. I want this to be replicated around the United States. People hated Bloomberg, right? We all, you know, vented about Bloomberg, but at least 20-30% of people looked at his record and said, yeah, he did some good for New York City. Literally no one, or 1%, depending on who you ask, is responding to polls. Give me some of that de Blasio.
You're right. Joe Borelli. Hey, Joe, what'd you do for Father's Day, man? Good Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, I sat around drinking Bud Lights at a barbecue. It was great with all the kids at the pool. It was wonderful.
You're a good daddy, Joe. A love to the family, Joey. Keep up the fight, Joe Borelli. We appreciate you always joining us on the program, sir.
Thanks so much. Take care.
All right, Councilman Joe Borelli doing a great job right there in New York. 835 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Our Balance of Nature phone lines. Mark Serrano was at the rock concert that you might have thought was a political rally, but man, it was a rock concert starring Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. And Mark will give you a firsthand account of that coming up momentarily. Right now, we're going to jump to Big Al with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The State Department of Health warning that a person infected with measles recently passed through Newark Liberty International Airport. The international traveler arrived in Terminal B from Tokyo on May 29th, then departed to Quebec, Canada from Terminal A. Anyone who has been at Newark between May 29th at 5 p.m. and May 30th at 3:30 p.m. may have been exposed, could develop symptoms as late as tomorrow if infected. People believe possibly exposed or urged to contact a healthcare provider in advance of going for medical treatment so preparations to contain the virus can be made. And there's a new development in the investigation into last year's deadly limo crash in New York State. Judges ruled that prosecutors can take a saliva sample from Naaman Hussein, who was the limo's operator. The Schoharie County DA requested the sample so investigators can compare Hussein's DNA to material found on a crumpled state DOT sticker. That sticker was found in Hussein's car when he was arrested in connection with the October 6th tragedy that left 20 people dead. Prosecutors say they're trying to prove Hussein purposely removed an out-of-service sticker from the limo after it failed a DOT inspection. In sports, Edwin Encarnacion hit his first home run with the Bombers as the Yankees doubled up the Rays 6-3 in the Bronx. Yankees have won four straight. They move 2.5 games ahead of the Rays in the American League East. They go for the sweep this afternoon. Pete Alonso finished 4-for-4 with a homer, 3 RBIs and 3 runs as the Mets blasted the Braves 10-2 in Atlanta. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to take it over to 9A. 9A southbound, slowing down into Ossining. The problem here is a downed tree. It's busy on 17 eastbound, getting down toward Harriman through the construction zone, heading right out toward the thruway. It's stop and go for you as you head over to the inbound Holland, about 20 minutes in there. Lincoln 30, GWB lower level, 10 minutes. Upper is moving along okay. Let's see what's happening here as you take a ride to 287. That's busy southbound, getting down toward Parsippany. It's busy on the Garden State Parkway north at the Driscoll Bridge with a disabled bus out there, and still seeing a lot of residual volume here on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, getting up toward 13, getting up toward the Gothels Bridge, outer bridge crossing, the earlier accident long gone. On the Hutch northbound into Orchard Beach, getting reports of a collision there. Busy on the LIE east at Casino Boulevard with a crash. Westbound LIE, heavy traffic into the BQE, getting out through that new construction project. And it looks like we're going to see some rain today with a high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama. Yellowstone Season 2 premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on the new Paramount Network.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a 2-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Mark Serrano, he direct from Orlando, Florida, and the president's big, big campaign kickoff will join us momentarily. I did want to tell you about Fran's Touch of Class. I like telling you about Fran's Touch of Class. You know why? Mostly because Fran's spectacular. She's great. Francesca is a beautiful person. She is a warm person. She has a fleet that can accommodate, with yachts that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. When you walk on, when we walk on the Atlantis with Captain Fred, she is there and she greets us. And we go on the what I keep telling you about, that cruise around Manhattan. If you got an anniversary, a birthday, bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, if you've got a corporate part, this is great. If you're a law firm and you want to impress your clients, you got to call Fran's Touch of Class, 212-385-9400, and ask her about the yachts. I heard Piscopo talking about the yachts. Let me tell you something. It's the best thing in the world. We do it with our quote-unquote clients, and they're really like family from WMCA, our sister station, and certainly from AM 970. And we all get together on the cruise ship, and then I perform. Michael was there with me performing last year, and we have a blast. And when I tell you, you see the Brooklyn, the architectural beauty of the Brooklyn Bridge. When I see Ellis Island, and I can say to my son, Mikey, that's where your great-grandparents came over. That's where they came over from Italy to that island right there, and they saw Lady Liberty right there. And as we go by Lady Liberty at night or in the twilight with the Lady Liberty holding her torch, it is, I'm telling you, the best thing you will ever see. And it makes a great impression on whoever you're with, you know, business-wise. Check it out, please. Friends, Touch of Class. The yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
842 with Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer. Around the country on AM 970 TheAnswer.com. Mark Serrano is a friend, president of Proactive Communications, a Republican strategist, veteran digital media professional. He was in Orlando last night. Mark, I saw the pictures, man. You look great. What a rock concert that was, buddy.
Joe, we missed you on Radio Row. I'm still here on the ground in Orlando. It was epic. Unbelievable.
You know, they had Mike Gallagher down there. They only brought the big guns down. They never asked, hey, well, let's get Joe and the team down, Frankie Viburos and Alan Deb. Now, we're an afterthought, but they had Mike down there. And you saw Gallagher as well, yes?
Oh, I was there with Gallagher, your buddy Mike Lindell. Oh. We were there at Radio Row.
Oh.
Radio Row is set up right next to a stage. They were playing music all day long.
Cool.
At 45 Fest, they called it.
Oh,
and Joe,
man.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So now this is right in front of the audience of people waiting to get in the arena, right? So we're talking 20,000 plus people, maybe 25, 30. I don't know, eventually, right?
Yeah.
So where do you suppose I went to the place that Joe Piscopo would go. I went to the front of the line to talk to those people. These people, I said to them, I said, who's first in line? And they said, everybody, they pointed to him, the guy in the blue shirt, he was here first.
Yeah.
I go and talk to the guy in the blue shirt. I said, what time were you here? He said, 7 a.m. on Sunday, I was the first guy.
Wow.
So, you know, these people were there for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, in the middle of the day yesterday, I'm huddled up under a tent with Lindell and a whole bunch of people because it is pouring rain. I mean, deluge. Joe, 20,000 people are standing out in this pouring rain, and not one of them left.
Yeah,
not one of them.
I know.
They held their place in line, believe me.
I know. And I saw, you know what I thought, too? I had to wait, and it was a busy day yesterday. I was like, I got to watch this. So it comes on when the president stepped out there. I thought maybe the crowd would be tired. And then as I'm watching the president do his, when he goes off the script that he has his virtual great, he does a really very funny routine, you know, about everything. And then when he goes on the script and he was talking toward the end, the energy maintained throughout the whole presidential speech, Mark.
Well, think about it, Joe. This guy, he's such a master showman. It's just, and it's so natural. It's just amazing. I was sitting there right behind Lindsey Graham. And
I saw you there. When Marco Rubio was there, right?
Marco Rubio is right in front of me. Senator Scott, and then Governor DeSantis, they were all sitting right in front of me. And I got to tell you, the president, he just, you know, everybody has sort of gotten used to the Trump rally, but who in American history has done this, Joe, ever? 25, 30,000 people, including the people outside. And the president, he manages it like a master. And it's so natural. You know why, Joe? Those people waited for days to see him because they care about the country just like he does. And he connects with them directly. And that's what the establishment media, the political class, they will never, ever understand it. They couldn't possibly understand it.
You know, I don't remember, and you know politics far better than I, but I don't remember that excitement. I mean, Ronald Reagan, there was, you know, there was an enthusiasm, like certainly for the Gipper. And then I think of when Barack Obama, to be objective, when Barack Obama won in Chicago.
Right.
But nothing like last night. I've never seen anything like that from anybody before. Am I right, Mark?
It was just, oh, my gosh. So this is the arena for the Orlando Magic, okay? So an NBA game, a new arena, gorgeous, gorgeous arena. It's packed to the gills. I mean, all the way up to the rafters, this place. The energy level, Joe, it just shows you how beleaguered people were in 2016 and how they haven't let up an ounce.
Yeah,
I mean, the energy in that arena, Joe. Yeah, let me tell you something. You were entertaining 12,000 students about 6 to 8 weeks ago with your kids.
At Liberty.
And that
was
high energy. This even topped that.
Wow.
It even topped that.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it was a sight to behold. And it says a lot, I think, Joe, about where people are in America right now. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the socialist progressive agenda just rolling over New York and New Jersey.
Yep.
And that's what these people who showed up to see Donald Trump, that's what they care about. They are really concerned about that. And the energy was just, I can't even describe it. But the president, he just does an amazing, amazing job. But I was there. There was a reception beforehand. The president came and spoke to a few hundred supporters beforehand.
Wait. Tell me, Mark. I got it. You know me. I was an owl. He was chiding me before. It's true. If that was me, I'd be taking a nap. I'd be having honey and tea, and I would make sure that my voice was okay. I would say I don't want air conditioning. No air conditioning, and nothing on my chicken, please. I'd be like, you know, am I right, man?
What temperature is that? Is that your room temperature?
Yeah, exactly. This guy is 73 years old, and I'm putting all politics aside because I say the same thing about Bruce Springsteen, man. That it's ironic that the two people who are most politically opposed diametrically are President Trump and Bruce Springsteen. But, man, these guys in the 70s, 73 years old, he's talking to the press on his way to Air Force One over the sound, the whining sound of Marine One helicopter, gets on, flies in. Now, you're telling me he met with a couple hundred people before he stepped in front of 20,000 people?
Oh, yeah. There were like 300 people in this room in the arena beforehand. A lot of close supporters. You know, I was there with Coach Lou Holtz from Notre Dame.
Oh, yes.
He and I were hanging out together.
That's a great guy.
You mentioned and our good friend Jerry Falwell, who, by the way,
Jerry was there
on Monday.
Yeah.
Jerry was there. I noticed on Monday, Joe, you two guys share a birthday.
Did you?
I didn't even know
did
that.
Did you tell him that last night? Did you tell the president Falwell that?
Because, I was with him. We were together.
Well, thank you. Because I know you, Mark. You don't miss a trick. It's like, because all of a sudden I got a text from Jerry Falwell, the president of Liberty University, saying, hey, we share the same birthday. Happy birthday. So thank you. Because, and I remember him. I remember the president, Mr. Falwell, telling me that, which is great. Great guy.
Oh, yeah.
That was just so much fun. So listen, Mark, 2020, I know the enthusiasm is there. But, man, you know, you have AOC saying really dumb things. Chuck Schumer does not put her down. You see all of the hate. When Bernie Sanders, and I opened the show with it this morning, calls the president, this president, and we know the Donald from New York. This guy to call him a racist, to call him a homophobe, when we know him from day one in New York, that he's not like that at all. That's all the Democrats got. Mark, help me out here.
You know, Joe, it's people I know will say to me, oh, that Nancy Pelosi is terrible. She shouldn't be there or AOC. You know what? I don't want them to go anywhere. I just want them to be themselves. OK, yeah. I want them to just be themselves. Yeah. Keep talking.
Yeah.
AOC, keep talking. Yeah. I want to hear you. You know why? Because 2020 is going to be about turnout. It's ultimately going to be about turnout. And these outrageous claims and slurs against the sitting president of the United States, who they tried to take down in a coup. An unprecedented coup, and they're still trying, right?
Yeah.
They are going to help turn out legions and legions of Americans who are fed up with it. But, you know, it is ridiculous that they talk about Donald Trump this way. When you take a look at his record, Joe, what he has done, he had an event last week called about second chance hiring, which is for recently released inmates, and he's working with companies to get them to hire them.
Amazing.
I mean, and this is after the First Step Act.
Yes, sir.
Is releasing African Americans who were outrageously imprisoned for decades for small drug crimes.
Yeah. You know what?
And they won't even pay attention to these,
Mark,
these accomplishments.
I know you're on the inside, and I know you got to go. But listen, if I may, as your buddy, you got to if we can get the president out, the economy is right there. Don't let them say the tax cuts didn't work. The tax cuts did work. I see it in New York firsthand. The tax cuts helped everybody. The president mentioned two words you will never hear from the Democrats: inner cities. He said it again last night. He said it in Cleveland before he was elected, and he said it last night. And that's exactly what you're talking about, how we help the African-American community, those who are incarcerated, and the First Step. That's all got to get out there. The lieutenants on this, the lieutenants of, of the campaign have to get out there, because people forget. People forget, and they're still talking about the Mueller probe, Mark. Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you, I was with Dr. Albeda King last night, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Sure,
she was there with us. And let me tell you, she and Pastor Daryl Scott and others who are going to be out there advocating for us, they know the truth. And here's the difference, Joe. A lot of guys have promised stuff like this. Look, Barack Obama didn't get the First Step Act passed, right? He didn't release these men from prison who were put away for decades. Donald Trump has done that. He's gotten it accomplished, and he's focused on the inner cities. He's lifting people up.
Love it.
So you're right. You're right, though. We got to tell the story. It's about telling the story, because they are maligning, the media are maligning Donald Trump. Yeah. And that's their business. That's the business they're in now.
Mark, I thank you as well for always being on the show. Thanks for your spirit, and thanks for your fight, and thanks for having such a great sister. The mayor of Mendham, New Jersey, she came over to say hi when I was paying respects to Mrs. Giamavo. So please thank your sister for that.
Look, she finds out when the celebrities are in town. She finds out, and she rolls out the red carpet.
Madam Mayor, sir, that was great. I love you, Mark. Thank you, buddy. Take care, and Godspeed.
Love you, buddy. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, sir. 8:53, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks a lot, Joe. We're going to take it over to the Ronkonkoma branch of the LIRR. A 30-minute delay because of earlier signal problems. That's the delay there. You're okay with New Jersey Transit and Metro North. Subways are running on or close to schedule. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head to the inbound Holland. It's 20 minutes in. Lincoln 30. GWB is moving along okay. Watch for slowdowns on 78 East, exit 41 with some earlier problems out of the way. 9A busy southbound as you get down through Ossining. It's a downed tree. That's what's causing the delay. delays there, and we're still seeing pockets of volume as you head over to the outer bridge crossing, getting into Staten Island because of earlier problems. And watch for delays on the LIE eastbound at Casino Boulevard. An accident blocking one lane. The westbound LIE still stop and go through Casino Boulevard. Then you're busy getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. 109 getting in toward West Babylon. It's an accident getting out toward Beaver Road. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The biggest threat to you in this country today is cyber attack. And no one knows it better than Dr. Eric Cole, former special agent for the CIA and CEO of Secure Anchor. Through Secure Anchor, Dr. Cole protects major companies and individuals from cyber breach. And now he's going to prepare you for any attack and raise the alarm to our government that they need to act. Tune in Saturday afternoons at 2 on AM 970 The Answer for Cyber 9/11 with Dr. Eric Cole, and learn how to prevent and prepare for the inevitable.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man, meteorologist. He went on a 24-hour bike-a-thon this past weekend. It was nighttime. He took a spill. How much into the run were the bikey? The
it
bike
was at about 4:30 in the morning, so we only had about 3.5 hours to go. I had taken a nap, so I was fully alert, but I just had my head down for one moment in time, and I ran over somebody that was kneeling beside the side of the road to try and fix a broken light. And I went, he was unhurt, but I went tumbling down onto the pavement and left a few pieces of skin on the pavement.
But, Joe, you got to check. You got to get an x-ray. Did you bust a rib?
I don't think so, but
What do you mean you don't think so? What do you mean you don't think so?
I don't think so.
Does it go,
I can breathe.
Breathe in. Yeah. Breathe. Can you breathe? Do you get the pain? Huh? Like I'm doing a diagnosis over the radio, for crying out.
I'm doing okay.
And it doesn't hurt when you...
Don't ask me to laugh. Don't ask me to cough or sneeze. That'll hurt.
Joe, will you please listen to Joey? I'm a hypochondriac. I know this. You go get an x-ray, for crying out loud.
I had the EMTs check me out, you know. You put
and then what? You didn't break any bones? You were really cut up, though. Are you okay? You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I'm healing pretty well. I went into somebody's hot tub last night, and that really helped out. That just kind of was like a massage.
One of those gals that you bike with? One of those hot tubs?
Yeah, she happens to have a hot tub.
Yeah, I'll bet she does. Man, my elbow.
Suddenly that rib isn't broken anymore.
She's actually more laid up than I am. She broke her ankle about 3 weeks ago on a mountain bike ride.
Did you take care of her, Joe?
I brought dinner.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So you bring dinner, you can have the hot tub for you. It's all by yourself. And so I was sat there for half an hour all by myself.
Joe, you are the best. Just go check everything out, please. And weather-wise, is it raining most of the day, you think?
No, I just a shower or two this morning. I think it gets out of here. Then we have several hours where nothing happens. We'll get the game in today.
There it is.
I think a shower with thunderstorm late afternoon to evening. And then it gets a little bit nasty, I think, late tomorrow and early tomorrow night. But it sets us up for some great weather going into the week.
Joe, you're the best. You are an inspiration, Joe Lumberg. We love you, pal. All right, take care of yourself, please. Go see a doctor. Go see a doctor. Wait, jeez, oh, man, this guy. I love you, Joey. Thank you. 858 Piscopo on the radio. Kevin McCullough is going to join us. Brandon Straka. Brandon is great. He is the founder of the Walk Away campaign. And he's got a very interesting story. You won't want to miss on Radio Piscopo, live from the greatest city in the world. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Tracy Morgan reportedly going to be paying a hefty tab to get his car fixed. CBS New York reports he'll have to fork over more than $32,000 on the repairs. The comedian bought a $2 million Bugatti in Manhattan on June 4th and then was involved in a fender bender shortly after making the purchase. The repairs to the bumper alone are expected to cost roughly $22,000. No one hurt in the fender bender. Suicide rates among teenagers are rising, especially among boys. A Harvard Medical School report shows suicide rates among boys rose roughly 2.5% every year between 2007 and 2014. Between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise was more than 14%.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.